Hi, everybody. Thank you for tuning in again, I guess. Or if this is your first time. Yeah, you came back. So thank you for listening the first time. And thank you for deciding to come back again. And we are Mum's Gone Wild. I just thought it just sounded like a slogan. But yeah, so guys, should we talk about our birthing stories today?
Yeah.
That'll be a long time. I think it's only right.
It feels like the natural progression.
Yeah.
What's next? The first thing that comes with mum being a parent. Well, getting pregnant.
Mm. Yeah. How did we get... Did we plan?
Because that's quite a story sometimes.
Yeah.
So the song came on. And then I was like... Oh. And then he was like...
She pointed her toe and she said, come get it.
Come hither.
Oh, nasty. This is a clean podcast story.
Looking at me first?
Yeah, well.
Was your pregnancy planned? We're talking about first pregnancies, by the way. We've all got two children. Talking about first pregnancies.
So, Hina.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you plan?
We did plan. However, we was trying for a while and I wasn't getting pregnant because I'd come off the pill. And I think it'd been like a year. So we said, all right, we'll stop trying now. And so the whole family booked a trip to Gambia to go and scatter mum's ashes. So now I'm laughing.
It's not funny. It's not funny. You laughed. It was your face. At first I was like, why is she laughing?
To scatter mum's ashes, we had to go to the village in Gambia. And of course, as soon as we booked Gambia, I got pregnant instantly. So it meant that I couldn't go to the village to scatter mum's ashes and nobody could scatter mum's ashes.
The voice is so hard.
Sorry.
She ruined it for everyone.
Basically.
She got paid for their holiday.
She said nobody's
scared. I'd be lit if I was your sister.
Man.
I can live it.
Yeah,
because they paid thousands to travel.
They could have
done it.
But they did, to be fair, they still went to the village to like see the library that we'd built and stuff over there, but it just meant that the ashes couldn't go.
And that was how many years ago?
Hmm.
7.
And where is mum now?
In my living room.
Do you know what? In my head, I was going to talk about my phone. Let me leave it. I was like, in her ring.
I never talked about her ring. Oh, yeah. And to be fair, she's still... Oh, this is really bad.
No, it's not, because you... She's close to you.
Yeah. She's really close to me. Yeah. She's still in the great box. She came in.
But it actually is a nice... It's not like a horrible looking box. I feel like it looks okay.
It's green. And I put nice pictures next to her. But we did say, to be fair, this year we have to get her a urn, like a nice one, because we've now come to a conclusion that she's not going to be scattered.
I don't like the idea of that anymore. So maybe getting pregnant was like a...
It was a stopping
sign. Yeah,
she said no.
She said, you're not good. Doing it. Yeah.
So anyway,
so tell them to say thanks to you. Tell them to say thanks to you.
Yes. Exactly.
Did she find out you were pregnant? She didn't know you were pregnant.
So we could talk about that actually. So what happened was, before mum got sick, me and Joe were talking about that we might start trying. So I was 24. Yeah, 24 or turning 25. And we were both scared because we're both self-employed. So it was like, oh no, we'll hold off for a little while. She was like, look, doesn't matter about financials, when you have a baby, you're just going to make it work. Like, whether you have money or you don't have money, you're just going to make it work so that you provide for your child. So whenever you feel like you're ready, emotionally, have the child.
Yeah.
So then she had... So then we left it for a little while, and then she went into hospital and everything obviously happened really quickly. So then me and Jay were sitting there one day and she was like, all right, so like, what are you guys doing? Then you're going to start trying. And at this point, we didn't know what was wrong with her. So we was like, oh no, we're still gonna wait, and we're still scared. So then she said to Jay, look, just stop panicking, just do it, like you're gonna be fine, because Jay was more the panicker than me. So then Jay was like, all right, we'll start trying. So then I came off the pill while mum was in hospital, But nothing was happening, and I think that was a good thing because it was too stressful.
Maybe that's why.
But then
that's
she was saying things like, oh, like, I really can't wait, and I could just feel her. And obviously, I wasn't even pregnant yet, but she was like, I could just feel her, and she's so beautiful, I know. And then, like, touching her, and she was losing her mind a little bit at this point. So she had a brain tumour, guys. But she, like, put her hand on her chest and was like, I could just feel her. She smells so nice. And, oh, my gosh, we need to buy the Spanish clothes for her and stuff like that. And we was picking out buggies and all this sort of stuff. I wasn't even pregnant yet, but we just got excited. And then it wasn't until after she passed and we said, all right, well, like, we stopped trying when we knew what was happening with her. And then we started trying again after a little while, felt it was right, and it wasn't happening. And then obviously we went to Gambia. So when we went to Gambia, I was 7.5 months pregnant in 40 plus degrees heat. And my feet were so swollen.
And you traveled as well with that as well.
Yeah. So, like, my sisters and my friends will make a joke because I took several pairs of sandals with me to Gambia and I could only wear one pair of sandals because my feet swelled up so much.
She then knows this, the backslide is the power.
So although it wasn't ideal when I got pregnant, I feel like the time was right because obviously we'd lost mum and then everyone was excited that I then got pregnant with a girl. So I remember our gender reveal, we had all our family around and we did the big balloon and had like the confetti inside of pink, and me and Jay knew, but nobody else knew. So we had everyone around and we popped in, everyone went mental, like screaming, Zen started crying, fell to the ground, running up and down, everyone was running up and down. Because it was a girl and everyone was like, oh, mum sent her.
Yeah.
So it felt right. So yeah, semi-planned.
They say, like, as a grandparent or as a grandmother, you carry, like, your grandchildren.
Yeah, I love it, you know.
Like, through your daughter, like, you can. So that's quite, like, special. I don't know. Yeah, that is special because she still carried part of who Nia is.
Yeah. And Nia is so connected to her. Like, she's obviously never met her in her life. But even when she was, like, two, she would say things like... So we call her Nene for the kids. So Nia would be like, oh, I really miss Nene. Like, where's Nene? I just want to play with her. Or I think Nene's watching me and stuff like that. She'd write little letters to her or she'd take out my phone and just scroll through all the pictures of her. But she's always talking about her. Even the other day, Luca said to me... So our new thing is if they lie, we say, oh, Nene's watching. So then Luca said something to me and he asked me something and I gave him an answer and he was like, no, mummy, that's not right. And I said, yes, it is. And he was like, no, mummy, you're lying. I said, excuse me, can you call a liar? He said, yeah, you're lying and Nene's watching. I said, no, if you know, mum against me.
She's like, she's my mother. Do that.
Yeah. She was born and that just felt really nice but really hard at the same time. I remember, like, even when I found out that I was pregnant with her, it was a bittersweet moment because I was so happy and everyone was so happy, but I felt like I hadn't told everyone because I hadn't told mum. So anyone that I was telling it didn't have that feeling like, oh my God, like, oh my, I'm pregnant, you're going to be a man or whatever. That was really hard for me. So now I feel like my feelings were kind of suppressed over that time and then it came out later. But at the same time, I was so excited. But then seeing other people with their mums when you have a baby is, like, very difficult. Because me and my cousin had had our babies 1 week apart, and she had her mum, and I could see, like, them together.
Yeah.
And I was like, I really need that. But then everyone has something that is not always going to be 100% right. So you just have to take your blessings, don't you? But, yeah, it's been a real journey with them, but that's how I got pregnant.
It's beautiful.
And when I found out, you know, like, you have that image of coming out with the pregnancy test saying, I'm pregnant, like, to your partner. Jay was like, oh, okay.
Must have been a long day. Yeah. Like, I just come from work. No,
we suspected it, so every time I'm pregnant, well, the two times I've been pregnant, the two times, my boobs really hurt, like wild pain, so I know straight away before I've even done a test. Yes, fire. Oh, acid, my God.
I feel like it's acid.
So I'd felt this pain, but I didn't want to do the test because I was so scared. So he was like, right, just do the test. So I went into the bathroom, came back out, and then I was crying.
And he said, oh, okay.
He was like, okay.
No surprise.
I said, well, how do you feel? And he was like, oh yeah, you know. I said, what do you mean? But then after, when we spoke about it lots, he was like, I couldn't be excited because you never know what's going to happen. He's a very matter-of-fact person, isn't he? Like, he has to wait to know that we have the all clear with things and whatever. Yeah. So I think by the 12-week scan, his feelings changed. But all up to that point, I was like, oh, like, are you excited? And he's like, no. No, but like,
but it wasn't.
I need to know that it's fine before
when
I get...
When she comes.
Yeah, when she comes.
Yeah, because it's also a long time, like, to wait. I feel like from those first moments.
Yeah, then when she was born, he was hysterically crying. Mm. Yeah. So he just had to see her, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah. Okay, next.
Do you want to do yours? She said, okay,
next. Mine is not as exciting as...
I know, I don't want to talk mine.
I feel like we should have left her to last. I don't know why we started. We probably should have, like, chopped
yes.
Here at the end. Yeah. We decided we'll have a baby and the next month we were pregnant.
No way! My month!
Yeah, literally. I mean,
You lot can't play about.
No, we can, because it messed me up for the next one. Because the next one was, there was a whole journey with Olivia.
Oh.
But Luke was, like, we decided when we got married, we wanted to, like, give it a lot of time before we tried for kids. And so we were, like, so careful the whole run up. I was like, oh, I bet, like, when we try to have kids, it's really difficult. And we didn't need to pay all this attention to being so, like, careful before. But I'm glad that we did, because literally one... summer, we were like, oh yeah, it's time now.
Summer's
and day. I think I was traveling. I was like, oh, like, but this is the morning. You know, like, you do the whole, like, ovulation is here. Guys, it's the most regimented time that you do. Like, my flight leaves in 3 hours, so it's 5 a.m. now. Yeah. Or she's not this skin. Month. Like, come up yet. so romantic. Sorry, Luke. And literally, like, within, like, a month or 2 weeks later, or whatever it is, however, I think it's 2 weeks, you have to wait to take a pregnancy test. And, it will come back positive. Yeah, I think I took the pregnancy test early because I'm so impatient. I was like, oh, and I remember going, so I went to Ireland to see my friend, and we were going to have to, I was like, I can't drink.
Did you announce it?
I can't, I was like, I'm having a problem.
She just tried to say sorry.
Because I've got my heart on my sleeve, right? I don't really keep, like, secrets from my friends like that. Like, even my mum, when I told her I was pregnant, she was like,
I knew you were trying,
you'd already said you were going to try and have kids, so I'm not surprised. Even though it only took 1 month, I think we even went to Costa. I was like, I won't drink caffeine just in case.
Not the caffeine?
I honestly don't know who I thought I was. Like, I obviously thought I was 9 months pregnant when I got to Ireland.
I'm all right. She was like, oh, I need to sit down.
Where's the blood? Might as well.
Baby
award.
Yeah, pregnant.
So he has a care, so I might be pregnant. So I'm just going to... Really,
can I have Schlur, please?
It's heavens. Grape juice.
And how long were you married when you...
So we've been married 4 years.
Yeah.
We got married 4 years. Because we wanted to have some time just, like, with us. And I remember a few people said to me, oh, well, you know, time goes really fast. But actually, I was like, no, I really enjoyed not having children.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking about it earlier today. I don't think I can remember what life was like before we had children.
No, you don't.
We have our children here. Yeah. And we already decided that we'd love to live life as if we didn't have children, because taking them with us everywhere is... really stressful. Yeah. How nice would it be just to get in the car and go?
Yeah.
I remember that. Like, let's go out.
Back in the day.
Okay. Let's go to the shops. Put your shoes on.
Let's go to cinema. Yeah. That one was the one.
So easy. And we were spoiled because we lived with my mum and dad for like the first 2 years of Luke's life. So even the first couple of years.
Oh, okay.
We were like, oh, here's the monitor.
BRB. Yeah.
So yeah, it's literally 1 month, that was it. Wow.
She was a great day. So she said 1 month.
That was me.
She was a bullet.
Yeah.
Literally. Sorry, can I just say that? But do these literally tell us she was pregnant so much?
Oh, I used to joke.
Even when she said she was pregnant, I was like, no, really. I looked at Daniel. I said, Daniel, look at me. Look at me. Look at me. She's pregnant. Because we're doing it, like, guys are pregnant.
And then she's pregnant. I can't remember why I did it. Like, it was for a specific reason.
I think I'm trying to feel pregnant.
Oh my god.
No, I didn't. You that did. One.
Edwina. I feel pregnant. We must get Sylvia on this chair. You'd be like, oh, you'd be like, I'm feeling something. You'd say, like, you feel it was actually like, I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant. I must.
Okay, pregnant. Maybe that was the reason. That was the.
She's going to so say,
when you oh, said you that were was pregnant. Me saying, oh, I'm pregnant. Like, oh, I feel something.
Maybe yeah. Pregnant. That's what we were like.
Yeah, but even then, I knew I wasn't trying then. Like, but so, I could have been pregnant. But when we did decide to try,
yeah,
like, literally, we were pregnant straight away, is what I mean.
That's why I was just like, I thought you were trying for so long for the amount of time to talk to you're pregnant.
Literally, so I remember like, been trying. I was like, I spoke to Daniel, I said, I don't want to go to work anymore.
Oh, this is work?
Yeah. Is yeah I don't want to go to work anymore. Sorry. Yeah, literally. Let's start trying. Because we always said that if we give it 2 years.
She needs a minute.
No, is this because of the logic? Because you're working.
No, but it's a different kind of
I understand the logic.
It's a different
kind of
thing.
I want
a year off.
just
I remember going in and saying it to my colleague as well. And this was my head of department at the time. And then she was like, yeah, but that's going to be a whole lot of effort work.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't mind that. Like,
you enjoy
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my kids. Other than I mean, teaching yeah. other people's kids.
You know what, in my head, I said, wow, it makes us look really bad. We like it too, sometimes.
She has fun. She I like 2 out of 7.
Wow, 2, that's a lot. Oh. I'm thinking one day.
Yeah, the 2 is pushing it.
Yeah, that's really strong. Wow, good mother skill.
Huh? I told them I was moving out this week. I said, if you carry on being horrible to me and not listening, I'm leaving. I'll go live with my friends.
She was going to call one of you.
We're all leaving. Tell him how it
I know for a fact Nia would have been like, what, Auntie Nick?
No, she said, no, Mummy, I don't want you to go. I said, well, you'd be nice then and start listening. She said, okay, Mummy, I will.
Did it work?
No.
Oh. I was going to say, I might try it this week.
The next day I heard Nia say to Luca, you, that's what you get when you don't listen. When they were playing in their room. And then she said, Luca, if you do that again, I'm going to slap you. I had to pull her down. I did my...
Amara's done this thing.
Like, yeah, it was the repeat of Amara.
Yeah. She said to Raya, if you keep behaving like this, I'm going to slap you.
Yeah.
You just don't listen. And yeah. I was in the kitchen. I was like, that's me.
Yeah, that was me. It's me. My fault.
And then, yeah, I had to tell her. I was like, and then I had to go in. I was like, you don't touch my child. Yeah. I touch her. You don't touch her.
So, yeah. I said, do you think you're his mum?
Yeah.
The oldest
one. Had to come off.
Yeah.
Because Luke does do it to Olivia. But he, do you know what? Luke actually just cries a lot. Because he's like, just Olivia. He gets so angry.
The other day.
And he gets really exasperated with her. Yeah. And he gets upset.
It was Zaya. I think I told you guys already. Well, maybe you. I said, Zaya can give that DJ a little pat on the bum. If he does something and you want to say him no, you give him a little pat on the bum.
She wheeled it up, didn't she?
She said, hey. No. She chased her out. I said, Zaya, you can't hit DJ anymore.
Zaya, you can imagine DJ's face.
The thing is, he's just laughing.
He's not laughing, it's a game. I can't just see him.
That's the thing, I can see DJ one.
It was the chase because he was walking around, moving still, and she's following. Literally spinning around.
Gave her too much power.
that's exactly
she
what
said,
it was.
I'm going to get you today.
Because yeah. I don't even like her shouting at him. No. Yeah. Like that. So yeah. I don't know why I told her that she can hit him on the bum.
You said, don't shout, but you can beat him. Yeah. Just beat him.
Yeah. Yeah. But I am your mother now. Yeah.
She, to be honest, she fought it before.
Yeah, it's the way she
is.
She's my baby brother.
Yeah. My baby brother.
She's good with him, though.
Yeah, she is. That's the reason why I thought I could say it.
No, it was a mistake.
Anyways.
Anyway, yeah. Tasha.
Shut down.
Yeah. One month. Your turn.
Oh, 1 month. We said let's do it. We did it.
We did what?
You know what? I didn't check. I didn't check. Huh? We just
I didn't think that it was going to happen that quickly, to be honest. Because I was on birth control, and people had said that if you're on birth control, then it takes longer to, like, oh, for your body to adjust and then you'd be able to. But literally, like, I can't remember what happened when I checked. Oh, I kept getting up to go toilet.
Oh, your worst thing.
How far gone were you when you
got up? Some people say, how far was my toilet? I was about to say, my toilet was, my bed was here. This is my silent bed. The toilet was there, literally. I was so pleased with that. I had
all the switches. You
know
she hates that.
How far?
So, like, how?
When I found out, I was 6 weeks.
That's quite early.
I thought that was too early.
No, it's because you were left 2 weeks after your period, isn't it?
Yeah. But my thing was I kept going toilet. And then I was like, oh, there's my period.
Yeah.
And then that's when I found out that I was pregnant. Oh, and then Daniel was at work when I'd done the test. And I can't remember if I told him. Oh, such a bad memory. I'm not good for this at all. I can't remember if I told him. Did I tell him on the phone?
You did tell him at work. Because I remember you were saying... you were saying his reaction because he couldn't react properly because he was somewhere. So I don't know if... I don't think it was face-to-face. Because I remember you saying this story and we were like, why would you do that? But you're like, I need to tell him. So I feel like...
And no, because... And then he didn't believe me and he wanted to see the thing. So the pregnancy, because I told everyone so many times.
Yeah. Like, you even just... Yeah.
Like, nah, literally, that's what it was. I told him and he didn't believe me because I did it all the time. And then I showed him he said that he wanted to see the pregnancy test.
See, you've got a problem.
But yeah, so then he saw the pregnancy test. And then, like, I don't think he was excited in the moment because it was like, oh, we didn't think it was going to happen this fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, I was just like, are you not happy? And you can see all the thoughts of this man, like, ah, my freedom. Yeah. He was like, yeah.
It's going to be a lot of money.
I just want to tell your story.
I do. It's actually not that exciting. I think mine's the same. I tried for, I think we got pregnant 2 months. It wasn't really long. Like, it was 2 months.
Yours been quick.
Yeah. And when I found out, so I'd been like... we said that we weren't going to stress about it. So we're like, we didn't do any like planning or looking. We're just like, let's just do what we need to do to make a baby and have the fun of it. And then we're like, if it gets like to like 6 months and we haven't got pregnant, then we'll start looking. And then, so I'd just take pregnancy tests really randomly just to see. I'd be like, let me see. And I think I took one, but you know, like the cheap ones, and the line was really faint. And yeah. I was just like, I don't know about this one. But bearing in mind, that weekend was one of our family friends' birthday parties. It was such a messy night. But then the next morning, I was like, I felt sick, but I was just like, am I? And I was like, in my head, I was like, oh, I've killed the baby. Because I didn't even know if there was a baby, but I was just like, I've killed it. Because surely, so I took the test and the faint line came up. And I remember I called my sister. I was like, I did a test and it's really faint. So she was just like, okay, do another one. So I did another one, the same thing came up. And I think I called you. Well, you were on the way to my house, weren't you? Yeah. Or something like that. So she was like, tell Duna to buy clear blue. Yeah. So I think we went together or something.
Like pregnant, not pregnant.
I think I bought it and brought it.
You bought it and did it. So then she was, again, my sister and Edwina were like, and Sylvia were on the phone before my husband knew.
I remember.
They were on the phone with me. We did the test and then, like, we were excited. And then Tola came home and Edwina was, like, recording from the corner. So I took him to the bedroom to talk to him. And Edwina's, like, in the corner of our bedroom like this. So when you see the video, she's like this. And then it's like, we're back to back. And I told him. And he was so, like, I feel like his reaction was like, oh.
I feel like it's a big shock for the dads. Even though they know what they're doing.
That's like you're planning for it, but he was still like, oh. But I think even I was just like, oh.
No.
Yeah. Are we sure? Are we sure? But you're too late by then. And I was really worried because I was just like, what's going to happen to my child? I drank so much. I was really scared. But she's fine.
Oh, yeah.
At the beginning stages, because I drank a lot as well. I remember there was one night. I remember. Oh, this is quite bad, actually. I remember because I was ill. I think it might have been because I was pregnant. I was ill. And I was at my cousin's house. And all of the cousins were at my cousin's house. And my cousins got ill. And they were all blaming me. And this was around COVID times. So they were like, they blamed me for the whole COVID in the country. They said, you brought it. But yeah, so I was ill. And then I remember, like, when I found out I was pregnant, I was like, oh. So I was pregnant and I was doing this.
Oh.
Yeah. Because that one, I was finished. I even ended up sleeping there.
But I feel like you... Not had an idea, but remember that time we were making jokes about it?
We were. I thought like you guys were telling me to check.
And you were like, yeah. And you were like, I've got a lot of things this weekend. I'm not going to check this weekend.
I understand that.
I did the same with mine because I remember I was like, yeah, I'm not going to check this weekend. I've got parties.
I made a mistake. I checked the day before my 25th birthday party. Planned a drunken games night where if you like mess up on the game, you had to wear the dance hat and take free shots or whatever. So then I had to tell my stepdad and my basically godmother that I was pregnant and only a couple of like weeks pregnant. So they made me fake shots because they were the games masters. So on the night, every time I lost something, I had to shot whatever they gave me, but it was juice.
So Luca is right. Liar.
Liar.
Nene is watching.
From a green box.
And I was saying, here, you're so fast. I said, I know.
So you even had to act drunk?
Nah.
I thought I couldn't act, but I can't.
She said award Oscar winner.
Anyone that's hiring, I'm ready.
She said I'm good. I'm good at what I do. Well done, Hina.
I love when Hina can't talk in this episode because your voice come from here to here.
I know, because I get excited.
That's a hobby.
Good question. Was it as quick? Was it as quick for number two for you?
The same.
Was it?
Yeah.
I think.
Instant.
Yeah.
And I think because of you, I came off because you told me with Luca that it took you a while. Not Luca. No. With Nia.
Yeah.
And then someone had told me their second that struggled. So I remember I came off the pill really early. Not early, but I was kind of like, oh, come off. It's gonna take a while to come out of my system. And then we'll go and do what we need to do, you know, to make the babies. And then I just got pregnant. And I was like, oh, and I'm so upset. I just started running. Oh, I tell you, my body was looking. And then I was just, I just started doing, you know, couch to 5K. I finally got to the 5K. I was doing it. Then I got pregnant. Never gone back to couch 5K.
I was shocked. I came off the pill. Yeah, I'd come off the pill, got pregnant instantly. But I knew I was pregnant, but I was so scared once again, so I wouldn't do the test. Then Jay came home one day and he had Burger King in one hand and a pregnancy test the next hand. He was like, right, go and do the test. I said, let me eat my burger first. So that was it. He said, no, go and do it now. So I went in the toilet, did the test, and it said pregnant. I was like 5 weeks by now or something. And that's late for me because I know straight away, like 1 week. So I'd come out and then I couldn't eat no food. I was crying. I said, what about Nia? I don't think I could do this. And then we said we was ready, but I don't know.
I was just joking.
That was too late.
It's too late.
Mine was, we said we were going to start trying again. And then I was like, gosh, hold on, wait. Let's start in. let's leave it another. And then by the time that.
It was too late.
Yeah. What? Yeah, I should know it. She likes you. Be like,
should come. She's like, guys, I'm ready to have another baby. I don't want to do it anymore.
I'm very indecisive.
And she's like, no, I think it's too soon. Like, I don't want to do it. And then she's like, I'm pregnant. We're like, you know what? I don't want to do it anymore. Like, stop it. I'm not doing this.
Well, I remember how I found out. I cried. So something happened at work, and I cried.
You don't normally cry.
And I don't normally cry. Yeah. Thanks for...
Okay.
Yeah. I don't normally cry. So then my grandma was like, oh, you cried? Are you sure you're pregnant? I said, maybe.
Oh.
And when I did the test, I was pregnant.
At school? You did the press
test? No, I did that at school.
Oh.
Yeah. I was pregnant. And I was only 2 weeks at that point.
Olivia took us a long time. But I think... So we... When Luke was like... Not even before he was a year old, we fell pregnant really early. Well, like early in Luke's life. So I think he must have been like 8 months old. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that I was pregnant, but I hurt my back. I fell over in the house. I couldn't move. We called the doctors out. Mm-hmm. Like I had to call the doctor to the house. You know, like I'd called 111 and
can you come to the hospital? I was like, I can't move. So someone, I want to call 999 because I'm not dying,
yeah.
but I can't get up. So someone needs to come to my house. And when they came, he said to me, are you pregnant? I was like, no.
Never thought about it.
Maybe. But you know, like, it's that, like, that first year, like, I I expressed a lot with Luke. So I didn't breastfeed Luke, but I expressed, so I feel like it. I feel like I was doing the same thing, and I was really upset when my period came back at like 6 months old. So you know, like, and that came first year, like, your whole body is sorting itself out. So you don't, like, I wasn't like regular on my period. I was like, I don't know when I last had a period. Like, but I'm not counting days in that first year of their life. So this was like the January, and Luke would have been one in the May. And I was like, I don't know. And then that, the whole situation, like, played itself out. Like, the doctor came and sorted it out. Once I could move again, which was a couple of days, I'd been on, like, really strong painkillers. I took a pregnancy test and I was pregnant, which really, like, shocked us. Like, really shocked us. And we've got a picture of, like, just genuinely, like, with Luke, and he's tiny with a bottle. We're like, oh, my goodness, like, this, and the baby was going to be born. Luke was going to be, like, 14 months old, maybe 15 months old. That's a baby.
Yeah.
I didn't realise that was a baby. And then within the week, I had, you know, like the early on, I feel like I did. I took so many tests, like, every day. I was like, I'm not still pregnant. And then I had taken the normal, like, pharmacy ones. I had taken a clear blue one while Chris was out at rehearsal, and I had texted him a picture, and I was like, pregnant. I was like, oh, it's real. Even though it's all like, after all the ones with the faint line, yeah. I was like, it's real, it's definitely real. Yeah. But I don't know how pregnant I was, because there was no way of knowing when my first appointment was. But we had, like, booked an appointment with the midwife, and, like, referred ourselves to the doctor, and then I took a test and it came back negative.
Oh.
And I was like, oh. And I took another test, and they were all negative. And then I'd say, like, within, like, 2 or 3 days, like, I had bled. And I was like, okay.
I didn't know it happened like that. I thought, like, you would bleed and then you do tests after.
My period was bad that month. I remember it being really painful. And I don't know how much of that was, like in my head, like, because I knew what had happened. And my cousin's midwife, and I had messaged her, and I was like, I don't understand, like, I've got all these tests that say I was pregnant. And we weren't expecting period. It was a complete shock.
Mm.
And so I felt like the grief was different, because obviously I wasn't waiting for a child that I then lost, but we still lost a baby, even though it was, like, really early. We still lost it. And we were both, like, I it was, like, the middle of the day, and Chris was at work, and I remember begging him to come home, but he didn't. He couldn't.
Mm.
And I just, like, sat on the sofa and cried all day. And it was, like, it was really surreal, but I felt like I talked about it quite early on, because I was like, I wasn't expecting it. Like, even though it was really sad and it was really heartbreaking, I was like, I wasn't, like, it was different to as if I felt as if I had been, like, waiting for this child that I then lost. It was a surprise that was then taken from us, but it was taken from us for a reason. Maybe God knew there was no way I was going to handle 2 at, like, 15 months and 0. And then from that point, I was like, oh, maybe we should try and have another baby, because we were so sad that we had lost one. I was like, oh, we do want one. Mm. And that was in the January. And then we tried, and it took nearly a year before we fell pregnant with Olivia. Mm. And we didn't try, like, every month. I remember, like, August, it was my birth, and I was like, nah. We're not trying this one. No, thank you. Like, we weren't as on it as we were, like, had been before, but we did try, and it took so long to fall. Like, it was a real shock when we fell with Olivia, because I was just expecting another negative test. And then I remember thinking, is it all, like, you know, you spend, like, your brain goes crazy, because I spent so long thinking, is it all linked to the fact that, like, we lost one? Is that it now? Like, how did I fall so quickly with Luke? And, like, that's it, I can't have children now. Like, that's it, we just got one. It was a lot, like, we waited a long time for Olivia. And it was, yeah, it was, I remember it, I didn't even tell him with Olivia, like, oh, no, I did. I waited for him to come home. He was out, and I took the test by myself, like, in the bathroom. That was it. And then I had to wait for him
to come home before I showed him the test. Shoot him the test. Oh my
goodness. It's okay.
Maybe there's
it's
a
not the time. We're not. It's not the time.
No, serious, guys. Serious moment. Ali didn't believe me. Like, I remember being really shocked. And then we had to go to do my family and pretend like nothing happened. But wow. Yeah, it took a long time. So I don't know what would happen if we like had a third. I don't know where I stand fertility wise. Yeah. I don't know if it's like that. Yeah. I don't know.
But do you also think that it might have taken long because your body's kind of been through a trauma that then.
And like even mentally, like he's stressed on you and you're like thinking about it and you're worried about it. They do say there's so many things that.
Because like, the psychological impact your physical.
Definitely.
So Nia was at my first pregnancy. It when I was in sixth form, I got pregnant because I was with a very abusive ex and he did really bad things and I ended up getting pregnant. But that experience was very similar to the experience of Nia, except with Nia there was happiness, but all my symptoms and stuff was the same as with that one, but the trauma was the same. Like, even though when I first found out I was pregnant, I knew because the smells and stuff was really bad and like I felt sick all day and I'd be in sixth form in my lessons sleeping and stuff. And my teachers would be like, oh, you need to wake up, and I'd be like, I really can't, I just need to go home, but I'd feel so sick. And I remember like I wanted to keep the baby, but then I was like, I can't keep the baby. Just if I kept that baby, I'd be stuck to him my whole life. Firstly, secondly, I hadn't finished sixth form and all that stuff. I had no money and whatever. So the decision was that I wouldn't keep the baby. But in the back of everything, he was like, you're not allowed to keep this baby. Wow. So I was forced into having the abortion. But like afterwards, it must have been like similar feelings of like passing
the
baby and then all the feelings that come after that, and like the guilt was so bad. It would be different for you because you didn't have a choice, but for me, I had all the guilt of me doing that to a baby. Now I'm fine with it because I'm like, if I would have had that child, my life would have been completely different. But at the time I was like, I can't believe like I've done this. But yeah, that was really hard at that time because I was only 17 and we get pregnant at home with your whole family. Nobody knows what's going on. Plus there's all the trauma of everything else that was going on. So yeah, that was my first experience. So when I was pregnant with Nia, that's how I knew straight away I'm pregnant because the symptoms were the same. Yeah.
It must have brought back a lot. I don't think it would have brought back a lot of those feelings anyway from back then.
Yeah, it did.
Like the fear that I had with Olivia when we got pregnant with her, like, are we going to lose this one? Yeah. Like, I don't know how many pregnancy tests I took with Olivia. I feel like they just went every day. And every day that I took a test, I expected to be negative again. I know it said I was positive, but every day I was like, oh, maybe it's not, maybe it's not. And you kind of wait for, like, that 12-week scan, and then you wait for the 20-week scan, and you're like, oh, like, we're here now. Because you think that it'll be the same as last time. It brings back a lot of emotions and a lot of...
Yeah, it's very emotional. And, like, even with taking the pregnancy test for that first one, it was completely different because I was, like, in a sexual health clinic and I dragged my friend from school to go with me and I'm in the toilet at the sexual health clinic doing the test and it's come up with the two lines and I'm like, oh, my God, I can't... Like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Like, what do I do now? Who do I speak to now? And then I had to go home and I told my sister and then my sister told my mum and then my mum dealt with everything else. But that was, like, horrific. But it's the reality, isn't it? Like, if there's teenage mums, if there's going to be teenage mums watching and stuff. My sister's a teenage mum. And the experience that we had at the beginning was very similar.
Mm.
But she obviously had her child, who's now 13.
Nick, was there a point where you stopped checking, like, in a pregnancy?
I don't remember. I remember, like, willing that 12-week scan to come. And I remember thinking, should we pay for an early, like, should we pay for an early one? Because we paid for a private scan with Luke when he was about 18 weeks because we wanted to do a gender reveal, like, around Christmas time. Mm-hmm. But my 20-week scan wasn't booked until the January. But we decided not to, obviously. I don't know, in the emotion of it, why.
we didn't, because you think I actually would have, like, maybe it would have put my mind at ease if I'd have just known it was there. I think once I got to about, I think I miscarried at about 6 or 7 weeks with the one that I miscarried. I thought that's what I kind of think it was. Maybe, like, it's so hard to know. Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of what made it easier for me to, like, talk about, or for me to, like, deal with internally. Mm-hmm. And I was off work at the time, which was super helpful because I'd hurt my back, and actually it just gave me the space to like, process what was happening, but, like, without having to just pretend everything was okay. Because I think going to work, I'd have just had to have walked in. I don't know if they... I don't suppose people give you compassionate leave for a miscarriage. I don't know how that will work.
They're changing some of the laws, yeah. I think, about
they do,
that.
They do. I think you get... correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like it's 2 weeks or something like that. There's meant to be a...
But then you have to talk about it.
I don't know if it's, like, you have to be a certain stage in your pregnancy. Yeah. I don't know.
What was it?
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like it... I don't know. I don't think... It, I feel like there's a... I think it might have even changed recently.
Yeah, I think there's a
but
new
I'm sure
thing.
They've made it so you do every get night. Time. Yeah.
And I don't remember, like, I had been signed off for a couple of weeks at the time because my back, I had done, like, hurt my back. And it was, I remember thinking, this is really helpful because I don't have to face anyone. Like, I don't have to explain, like, oh, I'm not in today, or I cried today because, or I'm not myself. And no one really questioned me. Like, I told my parents, obviously Chris and I had spoken about it, and, like, I told, like, a couple of my friends, but not like a lot. And I'm not really talked about it with loads of people. It's not a secret. But it's not like you don't introduce yourself, you're like, oh, look, I'm poor.
This is my story. Yeah.
I had a miscarriage. But I reckon it was probably about, like, approaching the 12-week scan that I stopped taking. I think I just bought, like, you just buy, like, a massive box from Amazon. And then just, like, every day. And then I learned as well, because I had bought, like, a box of ovulation tests for Luke that was still in my bathroom. And I read somewhere that if you take an ovulation test and it comes up positive, you can also, like, read it as a positive pregnancy test. I don't know how to do that. I could be a liar.
I saw something, like, on TikTok of this couple. Yeah, it was a couple, they were doing a pregnancy test.
Oh,
it was an ovulation test. So they're panicking. And, like, they're panicking, and then they're jumping for joy that they're pregnant.
Oh, no, like, oh, no, wait, it's an ovulation. Quick, to the bedroom. I thought they were pregnant.
That's different.
But I had read somewhere that, like, if you're not expecting to be ovulated,
you're not
expectant, like, you don't think you're supposed to be ovulating, and you're still getting a positive ovulation test because it's just detecting hormones. I really could be, like, talking absolute rubbish, but in my head, I feel like I use those as well because they're cheaper than taking pregnancy tests. And I had a box of, like, 100.
I'm about to have a baby. Spend
money. So I used those ones as well. Yeah. And I was like, oh, they're still coming up positive. It's all good. And, you know, the line gets, like, more, like, darker and darker and darker every time. Yeah. And then, yeah, so probably, yeah, approaching the 12 week. And then once I got to 12 weeks, I was like, I was good.
Is a scan help?
Like, yeah, definitely. That first scan. And then do you know what? Pregnancy's wild. Like, I had so many scans after that, and I didn't want them.
Well, because the baby wasn't growing?
Because I had gestational diabetes.
Oh, yeah.
And they scan you all the time. Every 2 weeks, and I come back for a scan.
But do you know what? I think I had gestational diabetes with Araya as well, and I kind of like it.
Because you can see
them. Amara had an extra scan, which, I don't know, I had something, but I got an extra scan after 20 weeks. And then in my head, I was thinking, when people were like, oh, you just get your 20 weeks and that's it. I think that would have panicked.
That is actually what you get, isn't it?
If that's all I would have got. I think I feel like I would have paid for number one.
Unless they think that the baby's not growing, like, either too big or too small.
Yeah, I did have that with you because they thought it was massive.
I had it as well with Zaya because... No, not with Zaya, with DJ because Zaya... They thought Zaya was bigger than she actually was, but she wasn't.
Yeah, I had it with Nia because they thought she was too small, but she came out, like, average size.
Luke, they told me at 34 weeks that he was, like, 6 pounds, 1 ounce at 34.
Wow.
And I was like,
doing all the maths. I was like, they're putting £0.5 a week.
She's like, who's pushing that? Like,
9.5 pounds, mother. I'm like, and he came out like £6.5.
Oh.
So they either didn't get it right or he didn't grow not one bit in the last six weeks of pregnancy. And I think I prefer the first option.
Yeah.
So they don't know, like, they get it wrong a lot of the time. Were they just measuring you? No, you were doing scans.
They scanned me. Yeah. I can't remember why. I really can't. But I remember going, and my mother-in-law came with me. I don't know why. I can't remember how that all happened. I worry a lot, so I think I'd been in and out for like reduced movement. You know, because I haven't felt a baby move for like 4 hours, so off I drove to the hospital and they did what they needed to do. I felt like, I don't know, some kind of like special treatment for a few hours. I'm like, come get on the bed, we'll give you the bands. Would you like a drink? Yes, I would, please, thank you. A cup of tea. Give me the button, let me press when I feel the baby here, and the baby would move. But I think because I had been in like more than once, I'm like, oh, we're gonna check. And that's when they said like he was too big and they were worried, and like a few people had said to me, oh, you're massive. I don't know who feels that can say that to a pregnant woman.
It's gestational diabetes. That's what happens.
I don't think you should tell me that.
No.
You should just keep your mouth quiet.
I just had lots of water.
Who did you have just with
Olivia?
Oh, okay.
They tested me for gestational diabetes 3 times with Luke.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't have it.
What, because they thought you were so big?
Because I was so big.
They're mean.
6.5 pounds, guys.
Because you know that gestational diabetes test is nasty.
Is it?
It's even just so
nasty.
Oh. I think I had a lot of water.
Yeah.
Because when my water broke,
Oh, I had that.
I think you would do.
Sorry. Anyone that has some sort of ethnicity in them, they do.
Yeah, I think you must have it.
What?
The glucose test.
Do you have the glucose
test? I didn't have it.
I did.
No,
because of fat.
No. Do you think it's because it was COVID? That's the reason why I didn't have it, because of COVID.
Oh.
Yeah. But I think that pregnancy, I actually had gestational diabetes, and my midwife said that pregnancy, the symptoms that I had when I was talking about and the reason why I had to go for extra scans with DJ, they were saying that these symptoms are like aligned with gestational
diabetes. Oh, okay.
Oh, it's true, they wouldn't have picked it up because you just went...
Yeah. But then even with DJ, I didn't have the glucose test, and that was way after COVID, so I don't know why.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Don't mind, because I didn't have to
drink
that thing that everybody is crying about and stay at the hospital for 3 hours.